it is very fitting that this bill is before us today for action because May is Stroke Awareness Month. Medical science has made tremendous strides in the treatment of strokes and in aiding victims in their recovery. As in so many areas of health emergency response, time is essential, and so is expertise in assessing the problem and skillfully intervening. The purpose of this bill and the expansion of certification is straightforward. In addition to primary stroke centers, there will be acute stroke-ready hospitals and comprehensive stroke centers. These designations let people know where the equipment, the experienced, and the trained personnel are located to best respond to those life-threatening and life-diminishing crises that strokes represent. Health advocacy groups and provider facilities support this step as improving prospects for timely and appropriate diagnosis, treatment, and recovery. It is encouraging commentary on healthcare in our community that upwards of 80 facilities were designated under the original certification, and more are in line to be designated under these two new categories. I'd like to recognize and thank Representative McKenzie for his leadership on this bill, along with Lucy Nazzo for her tireless work to promote community awareness and public education on this subject. So I urge an affirmative vote on House Bill 23. Thank you, Mr. President.